I'm going to talk about prayer today, bold prayer. I want to talk about bold prayer. And as I speak on bold prayer, thanks guys, as I speak on bold prayer, I don't want to talk too long about prayer because I want us to actually pray. We have been overeducated about prayer, but yet we don't know how to pray. We know the scriptures about prayer, but we don't know how to apply scriptures when we pray. I want us to pray. I want us to really join with me. I want you to join with me today. I want you to help me because I'm not just going to stand and preach all day long as I do, but I want to see that we've prayed together. We've got some things that are going to happen as we carry on in the service. We've been doing this series on Be Bold. And being bold, we've journeyed through 5 topics, and today I'm going to culminate the series on Be Bold. And I started the series 5 weeks ago on bold influence. Then I talked about bold identity. How many of you realize God created us to influence our world? Thank you for those 3 people that said amen. How many of you believe that God created us to influence our world for Christ? Do you believe that? Do you truly believe that? Amen. How many of you believe that your identity lies in Jesus Christ? I want to say this, that it doesn't matter what people call you, the label you, who you think you are, because I want to say, the world out there is very confused, but God is not a God of confusion. Amen. He created you in His image and His likeness. And there's no doubt about that. And then no matter what people have called you or labeled you, how you look at yourself, it has to align with how God looks at us. So being bold is, because when we know who we are in Christ, it gives us greater confidence to stand in the authority we have in Jesus. Amen. We sang that song that we have authority in Jesus. It's not just a song, it's a scripture. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19, it says, I have given you, this is Jesus. He's saying, I, Jesus, have given you, Frasey, the authority. I, Jesus, have given you, Doug, the authority. It's individualizing. He's given you, Simone, the authority you can't do it in your strength, but in Christ, to stand in the identity of Christ, and whatever the enemy throws at you, you stand and you push it back because of your authority in Jesus Christ. Amen. So don't believe the lies the devil speaks to us. Don't believe the lies that you've been labeled by people, whatever they called you, loser, failure, weirdo, whatever they call you, do not listen to those. They are from the devil. I want to talk a little bit about the devil too today, but next Sunday, I'm going to actually talk about a topic called Know Your Enemy. We got to know who we are fighting. I'm going to talk about that because being bold means not just living for Jesus, but it's also when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will be bold and you'll resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Amen. Amen. We have authority in Jesus because what he did on the cross, and now we have that authority because who we belong to. Amen. After that, Dan spoke on bold faith. We got to have faith. Got to have faith. Faith of faith. I'm not talking about a song. Look at them. Some of them know what song I'm singing. I'm not singing a song. We got to have faith, the faith, the faith. I'm not singing, but we got to have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, can you help me out here? Say it with me. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Can we do that again? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We got to have faith in Jesus. Amen. not just knowledge about Jesus, but faith in Jesus. Pastor Don talked about bold resolution. We got to have a resolution, a conviction, be resolute in what we believe in. Like Daniel and his friends, they said, no, we don't want to eat this food. We don't want to eat this food. We don't want to touch that. We don't want to look at that. Every time I come to this scripture and say, you know, we don't want to eat that, I think of the song, you know, MC Hammer, can't touch this. Dun, 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 dun. You know, it's like we got to have that. No, I'm not touching that. I'm not looking at that. I'm not speaking that. I'm not thinking that. I am convinced. I have a conviction. I have a resolution. I know who I am in God. I'm not going to touch that anymore. I'm not going to walk like that. I used to walk like that before, but not anymore. I'm not going to speak like that. I used to, but not anymore. Amen. So today, be bold prayer. Bold prayer. Bold prayer. In other words, big prayers. In other words, prayers that sound ludicrous to us. In other words, when we pray, our mind is going, what are you praying about? That's impossible. Our mind is screaming out, going, no, you cannot. What are you on something? No, it's bold prayer where it is impossible to man. When it is impossible to man, it's possible with God. That kind of prayer. I don't need prayer and faith to brush my teeth or get groceries. I was saying to the team the other day that if we got all the money about the property, we got all the money, we got everything done, I don't need Jesus to go buy a property. Because you have the money, you pay for it. If you get it, you got the property. If not, you move on and look for another property. But we need faith in God. What is our faith level? We need prayer. Prayer helps us connect with God. And we got to understand our prayers. We serve, how many of you believe we serve a big God? Do you really believe that? Do you really, really, really believe that? That we serve a big God. Do you really believe that? Yes? You really believe that? If you do, could you go like this? I challenge you, yeah? If you believe you serve a really big God, do you believe that He can do anything He wants to do? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Then why are our prayers so small? Why are our prayers so small? Why are our prayers so small about God, keep my family happy, keep my rabbits happy. I've got two rabbits, I need prayer. Keep my rabbits happy, keep them alive. You know, just small prayers. When God says, ask and I will give you. Ask me of these nations. Not nation, not city. Ask me and I will give you. I want to show you some scriptures here. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. This is a great scripture. This is a great scripture. I wish we could just park here and not move anywhere and just meditate on the truth in this. He says, now to Him, whom? To Him, who is Him? Jesus. To Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Ooh, that's a good one. More than you can ask or think. In other versions, it says more than you can ask or imagine. You know, in this church, we have a couple who never imagined that God would bless them with a child. They never even imagined. Ooh. How good is God? How good is Jesus Christ? That we can imagine, ask or imagine. He can do more than we can ask or imagine according to the power that works within whom? Us. You and I have the power that we can ask. We can think, God can do whatever He wants to do. And you go, whoa, God, I'd never thought about that. That's a God you serve. He's a big God. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for. It's not just a song, it's the truth. Ooh, see, when I pray, I'm not praying in my understanding. I'm praying in the reflection of the truth of the Word of God. When I lay hands on the sick, it's not that I heal people, but the Bible says He is my healer. If He's my healer, I have authority. So I lay hands on the sick and I believe in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus that you will be healed. There is no magic in me. There is power in the name of Jesus. Let's look at another scripture. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has in store for those who love Him. Now, we all have our plans. We have plans for us. We have plans for our business. We have our plans for our children. We have a plan for our house. We have a plan for our life. Yes, but God has an even more better plan than we can think or imagine. Isaiah says that His plans are greater than our plans. His ways are greater than our ways. I'm encouraging you, would you please trust in Jesus? Trust in Him. He will never put you to shame. Because our God is always a God of more. He's a God of more. Amen. He's always has more. You know where the Bible says where sin abounds, grace abounds more. Where evil, where there is evil, there's more of God. God is a God of more. Where there is more problems, there's more power. Amen. Where there's more mistakes, there's more mercy. Where there's more hate, there is more love. Where there is more need, there is more supply. Where is there more failure and unforgiveness, there is forgiveness. We serve a God of more. We serve a God of more. I pray as we pray. We're going to pray today. And I'm going to pray, we're going to pray, I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Don't worry, I'm not going to make you come here, but we're going to stand and pray together. But as we pray, I pray that we will pray as well, how the Bible teaches us to pray. And we will pray to the God of the Bible. Amen. You know, we sing about God, I'm a friend of God. Don't just make God small. He is our friend, yes, but oh my goodness, He is mighty. He is awesome. He is sovereign. Earth is a footstool to God. David says, who am I that you are mindful of me? I am a tiny speck of dust in the eyes of God, yet you love me. That's the awesome power of our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. That's a God we serve. That's a God we serve. We may not feel like it. We may not open our mouth to pray. But I'm telling you, when you don't want to open your mouth to pray, open your mouth to pray. That's a God we serve. Oh, we are very good to give our opinions, but we are not so good. We can give our opinions for 24 hours. We can talk and 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 talk. But when we say, let's pray, it's done in 24 seconds. Amen. Two things that limit God. It's our prayerlessness and our perception of God. It's a prayerlessness and a perception about God because we don't pray because our perception of God is, oh, He never hears my prayer, so why bother prayer? I think of it like that sometimes too. Hello, why pray when He doesn't hear my prayer? Let me tell you, that's a lie from the devil. Because the Bible teaches me that God hears my prayer. He has a phone number. He has a phone number. You can dial that phone number. It's called 333, Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me. Call unto me. Call unto me. Call unto me. Not 111, but 333. Call unto me, and I will answer. He answers in three ways. Some of you think, I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. We sing that. You think, no, I sought God, he never answered me. No, he answered you. He answered you. Don't say he didn't answer. He answered you very clearly. I think sometimes we don't listen. He's always talking to us. Let me tell you how he answers us. Three things. Yes, no, wait. He's not a preacher like me. He has a lot of words. He's a simple one word. Yes, no, wait. God, would you do this? Yes, amen. God, would you do that? No. Okay, God, would you do that? Wait. Waiting is a difficult thing. I prayed he should answer so I can. That's why I trust him. If he didn't answer, why should I trust him? That is reason. Stop reasoning the power of God because our mind cannot understand God. It is our faith in God. It's a faith in God. I hope I'm speaking to your spirits today. You don't serve a God that is so tiny that you can box him, putting him like a key ring, like Yoda, you know, tiny little key ring and walk him everywhere. God is not in your pocket to make you happy and feel you make you feel warm. He is awesome, mighty, all powerful. He's destroyed sin. He's destroyed the devil. He's destroyed the works of the devil. He died for you. He overcame death. We're going to celebrate that soon. He is a mighty, powerful, awesome God. So when you dial 333, let me tell you, you are moving heavens when you call on the name of Jesus. You may not understand the name of Jesus, but there is power when I say, in the name of Jesus, he's listening to me. Because there's only one name, not only he's listening, every spirit, every unclean spirit in Hades are listening to that name. And they know they cannot come against that name. So when I pray, I'm not praying in the name of Peter, because forget the devils, even that little man that is asleep can overcome me. But I'm praying in the mighty name of Jesus, that Satan, the demons, they tremble at that name. I call upon that name over salvations. I call upon that name over our city. I call upon that name over my circumstances. I call upon that name this morning in the name of Jesus. All unclean spirits be gone. That's my authority in Jesus. That is my power in Jesus. That's the God I serve. Let our prayers be consistent and persistent. Psalm 78 verse 40 says, it's 78 and 42. They did not remember his power the day when he redeemed them from the enemy. He's talking about the Israelites. If you can go home, go read Psalm 78. He talks about how he delivered them, the Israelites in the wilderness, time to time. They cried out. He delivered them. And yet it says, he said, they did not remember his power the day when he redeemed them from the enemy. We all forget the power, the way God has delivered us. We forget the power. But I'm asking you, do not forget the power of God. Don't forget the power of God. The power of praying big prayers. It stirs our faith. Psalm 78, they talked. They've seen God move, yet they forgot about God. Matthew 23 verse 37 says, how often I wanted to gather your children together. But look at this. But you were not willing. You were not willing. You can put that up a little bit. Don't be too fast to take it. But it says, how often I wanted to gather your children together, but you were not willing. The problem is not with God. The problem is with us, because we don't fully abandon ourselves and trust in him. We got to trust Jesus. How many of us are willing to say, God, I do not trust in myself, I trust in you? How many of us are saying, God, I know what they call me, but no, my bold prayer is, yes, they call me, I'm a loser. They have a certificate to call me, I'm a loser. I have no education, but I am still qualified. I want to go into Daniel now very quickly. And if you look in the book of Daniel, I love Daniel because Daniel really showed us a lot about the resolution, identity, you know, influence, faith, and now prayer, because he was a man of prayer. He was a man of prayer. Daniel was a great man of prayer. And Daniel knew his God. Amen. Daniel knew his God. Daniel chapter 10 verse 32 says, and those who know their God shall be strong. Do you know why today as Christians we are not strong? Because we do not understand God fully. That's why we crumble when we are under pressure. That's why we are overtaken when we are pressed down. But we are called to be strong. And then we carry out great exploits. But the problem with us is we want to do great exploits, but we don't want to do the training. And the training is praying. And the training is getting to know God. And the training is to trust God. And the training is to have faith in God. It's very simple. Those who know their God shall be strong. Amen. Look at these scriptures here. Daniel chapter 2 verse 18. I'm going to glance over these things. If you have not read Daniel, please read the book of Daniel. We are focusing mainly on the first six chapters, and I will also briefly touch in chapter 10 today. Daniel chapter 2 verse 18. He urged, look at his prayer. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret so they would not be executed along with the other wise men of Babylon. That night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. This is when Nebuchadnezzar came and said, hey, I had a dream. Nelunika, I had a dream. Tell me what my dream is. If you're wrong, I'm going to kill you. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said. He's saying, hey, Salamu, you better tell me what my dream was. If you don't, gone. Not just a video game, this is real. So Daniel goes and seeks God, and God reveals. What a bold prayer. If I ask you to say, hey guys, I want you to think about it and tell me what I dreamed last night. If you don't tell me, I'm going to boom, 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 boom. It's unreasonable. But guess what? Daniel prayed a bold prayer, and God answered his bold prayer. Look at chapter 6 and verse 10. This is now in the reign of King Darius. And Daniel is now in the kingship of Darius. And he was very close, just before this, he was very close with the king. And he was elevated because he found favor, not only in the sight of God, but in the sight of King Darius. And he promoted Daniel above all the chief officials and made Daniel second in charge. And all the chief officials were very jealous. Now they put a plot and a plan to destroy Daniel. And so they make the king write an edict or a law that nobody should worship or for 21 days or 31 days, I forgot now, but no one should worship any other god, but they all have to bow down to King Darius. So listen to what Daniel does. Daniel is like this with the king. They both are very close, you know, BFFs, best friends forever. But when the king releases that edict, you go home and read these things. But look what Daniel does. But when Daniel learned that the law has been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows wide open towards Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. It's like Daniel said, you asked me not to pray. You're asking me to bow to you. Let me tell you, I'm not going to bow to you. I'm not going to be a modern, postmodern expression church Christian that I will pray under my breath. No, he's saying, I'm going to be bold. Come on, somebody. He's not saying, oh, come on, social. Well, you know, think about the social thing. We can't pray in cafe because they'll think we are weird. What did he do? He opened the windows. He didn't just pray in secret. He said, guys, I just want to let you know, even though I'm your BFF, he is my God. I might be your friend, but I'm prepared to upset you because I'd rather fear the voice of God than fear the voice of man. Amen. And he got trouble for that. That's where the story comes about the lion's den. He got in trouble for that. And so that's Daniel. He prayed bold prayers. I want to give you five or a few, these are few things that I've written down here. Things that hinder our prayers. Things that hinder our prayers. First one is unseen warfare. Daniel chapter 10 verse 12. I'll read this out to you. But it says, then he said, do not be afraid, Daniel. Okay, maybe before I go there, I'll just share this with you. So here is Daniel praying for 21 days. He's fasting and praying for 21 days, but his prayers been held up. And now now his prayers are being answered, and he's been given a reason by an angel why God heard his prayer on day one, but there was a war in the heavenlies. And that's what, for 21 days, there was a war with the prince of Persia, and then Archangel Michael came and defeated him, and Archangel Michael is still there, and this angel comes and tells Daniel, look, God answered your prayer, but it took 21 days for me to get here. And this is what we're picking here. He says, then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel, since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. That should give us some comfort, amen. I have come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me. And I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now I'm here to explain what will happen to your people in the future. For this vision concerns a time yet to come. Number one, when we pray, you got to understand there's an unseen realm we live in. There is an unseen realm. Right now, there are angels here. Amen. You may think that's weird. No, it's not weird. There are angels here. But there are also demons that are working against you. Now, I want us to be, we got to be careful because I don't want to be super spiritual about it, but I want to be supernatural about it. Because super spiritual will sometimes deviate us from what God is trying to teach us. But we have to understand that when you pray, you're wrestling not against flesh and blood, Ephesians chapter 6, but principalities and powers and rulers of this dark age. So when you're praying, you're wrestling against the spirits that are coming against you. That's why we don't fight people, but we fight the spirits. And that's why we need discernment. We can't continue to blame the devil for everything. We can't. The devil is tricky, yes. The devil is cunning, yes. He's crafty, yes. But you cannot blame your life over the devil or to God. No, because God has called, in spite of you, walk through the valley of shadow of death. That means walk in the valley of shadow of death. First walk. 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 And when you walk, my rod and my staff, they will comfort you. But walk. Don't give up. Walk. There's an unseen realm that we don't understand, but we got to pray against that. We cannot blame the devil for everything. We have to get up and say, irrespective of what, I will still trust God. When I was in Bible college, I had a weird friend of mine. Bible college, and we get all weird when we get there because it's Bible college. You've got to be really spiritual about things, you know. So we were in the class, or I think we were about to write an exam. And one of these guys, we were like, where did he go? And the lecturer says, where did he go? I said, we don't know where he went. And we eventually found him in another classroom. I said, what are you doing? He said, God told me to pray. God is a God of order. There was one amen. God is a God of order. God, the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they complement one another. They don't contradict one another. I'm trying to teach us something here. Don't just say, God told me, and you think now you heard from God, and you want to go ahead and do it. God doesn't bring disunity. Jesus was under authority to be in authority. Amen. Yes, God speaks to us, but we need to learn to submit to one another. I hear from God, and I'm sure you hear from God, but we got to submit to one another. It keeps us safe. Imagine if I get up and I tell you, hey, I am the Son of God. Wow. I mean, technically I am not the Son of God, but I am a Son of God. And you're a daughter of God. But we have to be very careful how we... So there's an unseen realm. Look at this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things can't see. Such are thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. Amen. So when you're fighting, you're not fighting people, you're fighting the devil. Don't fight against God, don't fight people, fight the devil. It's an unseen realm. That's why next week I want to talk about know your enemy. Because when you know your enemy, you know who you're fighting with. Next week, I don't want to glorify the devil by teaching you about the devil. But I want to teach us so we are aware and to recognize who is the devil, who are his agents, and who are we fighting and who we shouldn't fight. Number two, why our prayers don't get answered. Unconfessed sin. Isaiah 59:2. It's your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. So if you've prayed, sometimes there might be unseen warfare, or sometimes it's because of an unconfessed sin. Number three is unforgiving heart. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Amen. We cannot hold grudge towards one another and come and pray. God's not going to hear our prayers. You can take a photo of this if you want. Matthew 6:15. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Ooh. Number four, uncaring attitudes. Proverbs 21:3. Those who shut their ears to the cries of the poor will be ignored to in their own time of need. Don't ignore the poor. We can sit there and go, oh, that beggar on the street, that's his mistakes. Oh, what a foolish man. What a foolish woman. Bad choices. Don't ignore the poor. Don't be self-righteous. Don't be arrogant, full of pride, where we lose the commission of God. We are to look after the poor and the needy. Unexpectable motives. James 4:3. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You only You want only what will give you pleasure. I prayed that God would give me a Ferrari. He didn't give it, so I don't trust God. I claim that Ferrari in the name of Jesus. She's the woman I am to marry. I claim her in the name of Jesus. And I don't get married to her. I blame God. I don't trust God. I don't pray. Oh God, you give me that job. If you give me that job, I will serve you more. And he'll give you the job and forget serving God. You're not even in the church. These are some, really, things that hinder our prayer. So this morning, can I get the worship team, please? So this morning, I want to stir us to pray bold prayers. I want to stir us to pray prayers that is bigger than us. Pray prayers that are sound ridiculous to us, but we know that God can, amen. God can answer prayers. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you some scriptures and we're going to pray this morning. I want to show you some scriptures to encourage us and to motivate us. We're going to pray over these five things. Now I'm asking you to join me this morning. We're going to pray over these five things. Number one we're going to pray over is bold identity. We need to know who we are in Jesus. Amen. It is, listen to me please, that you are a child of God. Whether you are Indian, whether you are a Kiwi, Australian, Samoan, South African, I don't care what nationality. If you're a Colombian, any Colombians here? Yes. Any Chileans here? Yes. You know, it doesn't matter what nationality you are, but you are a child of God. Any Sri Lankans here? Yes. Okay, I'm glad there are. Any Ethiopians here? Yeah, we got a beautiful, any Philippines here? Filipinos here? Yes, there you go. Amen. It doesn't matter who we are. Our blood, our color does not show our identity. I'm talking about an identity that comes from Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen la. Yeah. I'm talking to the Malaysians. That's what I'm saying. Somebody say amen la. Yeah. You know, we our identity is in God. Now I've done my preaching. I am asking you, really, would you? I don't know what your parents have called you. I don't know what your husband's called you, wife called you, mother called you, father called you, mother-in-law called you, boss called you, employee called you. I don't know what your friends call you, but I'm encouraging you. Look at that. Jabez, his mother called him a pain. But look at his prayer. He says that God would bless me. That God would enlarge his territory. That God's hand might be with him. That what God would keep him from evil. I'm done with my preaching. Now I'm asking you, would you join today to stand? I want you to pray for yourself. Who's ready to pray for themselves? You have authority, Victoria. Vivian, you have authority in Jesus. You stand in the gap and you pray and say, whoa, 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 I reject those words. Come on. I have authority in Jesus. Can we stand to our feet? We're going to stand for a bit today and we're going to pray. We're going to exercise today. Are you with me? We're going to exercise today. I want you to put on the armor of God right now. I want you to put on the armor of God right now. Do you know what? When a cop stops me, which is often, I stop because I see the lights and I see him in the uniform. I respect the authority, not what he's feeling. He might have had a tough day on that day, but he put on the authority of New Zealand police. And when he stops me, I better stop. Because he's stopping me, not because he's upset with me. He's stopping me in authority. Now you put on the authority of God. Come on. Clothe yourself with righteousness. You are a child of God. Clothe yourself with righteousness and you go. Now when I pray, remember 333. Not 111, 333. When I pray, ooh, my God hears my prayer. Can we repeat this? When I pray, let's do it again. When I pray, my God hears my prayer. He hears your prayer. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Or I don't know what box you're trying to fit yourself in. But today I'm asking you to come under the identity and the authority of Jesus Christ. That I step into the truth He calls me. Come on. Why don't you open your mouth and begin to reject every word spoken over you? You reject every word. Open your mouth. Be bold. Be bold. You don't want to pray, but pray. Reject every word. Come on, you gotta reject it in Jesus' name. Resist the devil, he will flee. Reject the devil, he will flee. Like Jabez. I don't want to be known as pain. I don't want to be defined as pain. I don't want to be defined as pain. I don't want to be defined as a loser. Come on. I don't want to be defined as a failure. I don't want to be defined as a diseased. I reject every lie from the devil. I reject it. I take authority in Jesus and I speak these things against you. I reject them in the name of Jesus.